take the first step when I don't know the way. Each turn is so uncertain. I learned to walk by faith. But you gave me a promise that you would never leave. You will lead and guide me. Lord, I do believe.
Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go.
Clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Oh, how wonderful it is to see y'all this morning, for us to be able to gather together.
Amen.
In the Lord's house, and just excited about what He has in store for us. And we had a wonderful Sunday school class. It was great getting together. Some wonderful questions, some testimonies of where the Lord has directed us during this time of absence. And not that God's ever gone anywhere, but that we haven't been able to gather and as a congregation in His house. So we just love and appreciate each and every one of you. For those that are at home right now, or those that are shut in, or that may be watching at a later time, we just want to welcome you too. Welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Looking forward to a mighty move of God this morning. We're going to praise the Lord. We're just going to ask y'all, if you would, just stand at this time. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Just want to ask and just say, it's so much easier to see folks out there. I tell Brother Eddie, it's kind of, you know, you're just looking, and you know, as we were developing, and our crew has been doing a wonderful job of working on this presentation, and that you'll be able to see it live, and also later at any time on our webpage. But just seeing the development of it and all the work that's going in, it's still a work in progress, and we just want to thank the Lord for each and every one involved. We just love you, And I know there's a lot of prayer requests, but I do want to continue to ask y'all if we would, just as we normally would do it without thinking, but I want to speak it. I believe in that. Just like I'd asked the time we weren't together. If you've got a prayer request, show by raising your hand. It's just a testimony, and that's what we want to do, each and every prayer request. We've got those spoken and unspoken, but let's continue to lift up our country, our government. God will guide all the separations that's going on, that we may stand together and be one nation under God, is what my prayer is. So much, so much. And again, God sees your hand. He knows the depths of your heart. So, Brother Chris, I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer this morning, please. Yes, Lord.
Father God, Lord, thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. We thank you for watching over us, for taking care of us, Father God, for meeting every need, Father God. Lord, for each and every hand that was raised and those that weren't raised, Father God, we know that you know what the need is, Father God. We simply ask that you would just grant that request according to your will, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do, Father God. We thank you for what you're going to do in this service in advance, Father God. We just ask you just to have full control, Lord. Just move in a mighty way.
Amen, amen, amen. And before we do our congregational song, I ask y'all to keep standing, if you will. We're going to be singing the Old Gospel Shift on page 306. But I just want to say something. I want to thank you personally and for our church. I want to thank you for all the prayers. And for those that have sent notes to each other, those that are having an opportunity to text or gather together, those that have been sharing God's Word. And I think this wake-up call that we're having right now. And what... you couldn't ask for a more beautiful morning that God has given us. These blue skies and this beautiful, beautiful day that He's given us that we've had as we gather together. So this is going to be nothing but growing from now on. So the Old Gospel Ship, page 306. If you don't know the words, or if you have the hymnals, I don't know if they can use the screen. Oh yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. You know, God is greater than anything before us. He's... He is so wonderful. I just want to praise Him. Y'all know me. I like to smile. I like to praise the Lord. But I'll be honest with you. There's so many situations that have been going forth, and my heart has gone out to each and every one of you. It's so good to hear the praise being lifted up in this building again this morning. Just praise God. Even though God hears us wherever He at. I keep saying that. But there are times that God has... Sometimes it seems quiet. Sometimes it seems dark. Sometimes that storm, that wind may blow. But if we stand on the rock, and He is our anchor, there's so many wonderful songs that go about that we can sing about. I just love and appreciate each and every one of you. And like I said, those that aren't with us this morning, we miss you. We're looking forward to a time we can all gather again together. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. Yes, we are. Praise the Lord. And just want to turn the service over. We're going to have some music and then have a wonderful message. I know God has prepared for us. Praise God. Brother Billy, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering this morning, please? Yes, Lord.
Father, we just ask now that you bless this offering. May it bless thy work.
People in the pews this morning. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. It's been an uphill climb, but you know what? I believe we're over the top of it. Amen. Looking down on the lighter side. It's just good to be together. There's nothing that can compare with the saints of God gathering together in one mind and one accord, worshiping and praising the Lord. And we want to thank you from the depths of our heart for coming out this morning. I appreciate your faithfulness. Appreciate your willingness, amen, to come into the house of the Lord and worship Him. We're going to get into the Word in just a minute. Oh, life has been so good, I can't complain. When I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. But I carry from the struggle of it all. In the house of the Lord. Good to see each and every one of you this morning. I have just a couple of announcements. First of all, I want to give a great big thank you to all of the people who's been doing the work around the church. It looks so good. We appreciate that. Painting, yard work, and the children's church, and it's just been a blessing. We want to thank them, and we also want to thank those who have been behind the scene during our live stream. We're only able to bring that to you because we have some people here that are technology smart and able to do those things, and we thank God for that. Amen. Appreciate that. We appreciate you for tuning in and listening. But I also want to announce this morning that Sister Rhonda has donated hand sanitizer. So if any of you have been having problems trying to find hand sanitizers, I know people said you can make them out of this, that, and the other, but she has been so kind-hearted to donate some to the church this morning. So if you need some, feel free to take them with you. There's some bottles back there, and they'll be passing those out for you. Also, please understand this next announcement that I make with a heavy heart, but yet because of the situation that is in the world today, I must ask that we try to comply by this. If you need special prayer this morning, if you would please wait until service is over and dismissed, then I and some of the elders will anoint you and pray for you in compliance with the ordinances that are still in the land that we can worship, but we still need to guide or be guided by guidelines of social distancing. And I'll be so glad when all of that is lifted, amen, and we can go back to having service the way that I grew up in church, amen. We just loved everybody. I just kept loving everybody and hugging everybody and shaking hands. And, you know, one of these days we're going to be able to do that again. But during this time, let us abide by the ordinances that have been requested of us, amen. If you love Jesus this morning, give Him a hand clap of praise in the house of the Lord. Praise God, praise God. Keep my sound men busy. I'm going to change microphones this morning. Somebody said there's a singing mic and a preaching mic. And I said, what's the difference? They said the preaching mic ain't as loud. So we'll turn this one down a little bit. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians, chapter number 1. A hearty welcome to those. We have some who said this is their first time in service with us. So let's give our visitors a hand this morning and let them know how glad we are that they're worshiping the Lord with us. But from the book of Colossians, chapter number 1, I would like to begin reading in verse number 9 through verse number 14. Again, the book of Colossians, chapter number 1, verses 9 through 14. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, God, for the opportunity that we have to come and worship You this morning. Father, let us never, ever take that privilege for granted again. We're so thankful for those who have gathered with us this morning. God, and I pray that You just send Your holy anointed power down upon this congregation. God, I ask, Lord, for guidance this morning. I ask that You anoint these lips of clay. God, anoint the spirit that is within me, the mindset this morning, God, that I may be nothing more than a mouthpiece, an oracle, and a vessel for the Holy Ghost to speak through us this morning. God, I pray that we will be enriched by Your word. Pray, God, that we'll be blessed by Your Holy Spirit. Help us to be in one mind and one accord this morning, God, as we prepare to receive what You would have us to hear this morning. We'll be careful to give You all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. One more hand clap for Jesus, if you would. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen. This morning, I want to bring a message entitled Spiritually Fit. Spiritually Fit. As I was praying this week and asking the Lord to lead and guide me, it seemed like everywhere that I turned in the Bible, there was a message. And thank God for that, because I know the flip side of that. Sometimes it seems like everywhere I turn in the Bible, I can't get what I need. It's not because it's not there. It's because I haven't been in the right mindset yet. How many knows that you need to be receptive when you open the Word of God? What He would have you to hear, not what you want to hear. Not what you want to pick and choose that's in there to make you feel good. But how many know sometimes we have to feel bad in order to feel good? What do you mean, Brother Eddie? Sometimes the word pricks my heart. Sometimes it begins to cut me, even to the very bone, to let me know that I need the knowledge, I need the wisdom, I need the guidance of the Word of God to help me through those trials. And then when I understand that, then the feel-good comes later. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about? If you understand that, give the Lord praise again in the house this morning. Amen. But this morning, I want to talk about being spiritually fit. I do not want to dwell so very much
on the situations that are in the world today, but I do want to make a comparison, if I might, if you will excuse me. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about COVID-19 and coronavirus. I'm almost tired of hearing all about that. I know it's sick. I know it's dangerous. I know it's, but I know, also know I serve a mighty God. But I saw a comparison this week. I saw a comparison. God began to sort of speak to me, and as I was reading the scripture and I was reading what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Colossae and how that he was concerned for them. If you understand, you Bible readers know that the Apostle Paul started several churches, and he could not be in every church at the same time, and he would travel, and sometimes when he could not be there in person, he would send letters or the epistles of Paul, and he would let them know with encouragement and instruction. And, you know, he was writing to the church of Colossae, and he was telling them that we're continuing to pray for you. We hear good things out of you, and we understand that you're faithful. There's been a work that started there, and it's ongoing. And how many is thankful there's still a work going on in the world today? Through all of this adversity, through all of the sickness, through all of the affliction, God still has a church, still has a remnant, amen? And we are going to be victorious. I believe that. So Paul is writing encouragement to the church of Colossae, and he's also letting them know to beware. There are spirits that creep in. There are some false doctrines that creep in. And let me tell you something. The devil seizes an opportunity. Anytime that there's fear and panic, he takes hold of that opportunity, amen, to sow his deceit and evilness and lies in the world. And that's not new. He's been doing that ever since the Garden of Eden. But here he is. He's trying to bring and infiltrate some of these evil spirits and bad spirits into the church. And Paul is writing instructions. Beware of this. Continue to stay in the word that you know that is right. Continue to follow in the leadership of God and stay in his word and understand what God would have us to do. And we're echoing that this morning. And then he says something in verse number 12 that is very interesting. He said, after all of these instructions that he has given them, he said, he has made us meet to be partakers. That intrigued me because I've heard that phrase more than once in the Bible, and I don't know that I've ever taken any real time to look at the definition of that or exactly what this. I have an idea. I have a pretty good knowledge of what they're referring to, but, you know, sometimes it needs to be a little clearer. Amen. You know, I told my wife this week, honey, how do you see through those glasses? And she said, I can see just fine. I said, I can't see nothing through them. They're so scratched up and all. I said, why don't you go and get you some new glasses? She said, I can see just fine. It's probably you. But I have to have my glasses clear. I don't know about you, but I have to clean those things. I clean them constantly. Amen, because I want to see. Hey, man, I want to see clearly. Sometimes these little things, these little specks get on there. So I have to wash them away and clear them. Amen. There's a good message there also. Amen. I want to see the will of God clearly. I want to see the word of God clearly. I want to know exactly what his will is in my life. And if something fogs it up or if something, a little speck is there, one little speck, you know, one little speck will just irritate you to death. I want to get it out of my way. Somebody say amen. I want to get it out of my way. I want to get it clear. I want a clear focus to what God's will in my life is. And the Apostle Paul here is giving them. He said, let us or make us meet to be partakers. What that definition is, he has qualified us and made us fit. Oh, somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord. I know who's bringing me through this diversity. I know who's bringing me through this sickness. I know who's bringing me through this problem and through this trial. He has made us fit. He has qualified us through the infilling of his Holy Spirit. That's what made us meet to be partakers. How many is glad to be a partaker of the Spirit of the Lord that dwells within our soul? My Lord, God is so good to us. 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 I like that word. You know, we have a saying down here in the South saying, y'all. But you know what? I like us better. Y'all can be having a great time, but I ain't with you. Come on. Y'all can be having a wonderful service, but I ain't with you. Amen. Y'all can be praying and worshiping, glorifying the Lord. I like it when we say, we was having a good service. I was there. It applies to us. Let me tell you this morning, if you feel left out, if you feel the world is passing you by, if you feel like family members have turned their back on you, if you feel like you hadn't got a friend in the world, let me encourage you that you got a friend in Jesus. Amen. We are the partakers of His holy anointing. He has made us meet, qualified us, and made us fit. I like that word, fit. Now listen, fit doesn't mean rage, although in the southern vernacular sometimes it does. My mama used to whip me for pitching a fit. Amen. And then she used to tell me those stern words, "Don't you pitch a fit with me, young man." But that's not the kind of fit I'm talking about. Amen. I'm talking about fitness. Amen. And it's good to be physically fit, but don't forget to be spiritually fit. I saw a correlation. I saw a parallel in the virus that's sweeping in the land. The so-called experts tells us that it attacks the elderly. It attacks those with a weakened bloodstream, with a weakened immunity system. It attacks those, amen, that already has difficulties. And I saw a correlation. I saw a parallel. How Satan comes and he tries to attack those who maybe not as faithful as they need to be, or maybe not as read in the Word of God as they need to be, maybe not as stabilized in the Spirit of God. And he tries to pick those out. But I begin to think, Lord, if we can stay spiritual, fit, if we can stay qualified, if we can stay anointed, if we can stay in the Word, if we can stay in your spirit and walk in your will, he's going to have to go try to find somebody else, because he can find a church that is spiritually fit, a church that is on fire, a church that worshiping and praising God, amen, loving, all right, give him a hand clap of praise this morning, because he qualifies us and made us fit. What does it mean to be spiritually fit? Very simply put, it means it is the sufficiency of a Christ-centered life. Now that's not a long, drawn-out, boring definition, but if you think about it, it drives the point home. Sufficient means all. Receiving. If you're sufficient, then you don't need anything else. Amen. If you use the word sufficient, do we have enough milk? Yes, we have sufficient milk. We have sufficient eggs. We have sufficient bread. But if you don't, then you're lacking something. But the Apostle Paul here says, you know, describing what it means to be made meet, to be partakers, is we're spiritually fit, and it is exactly the sufficiency of a Christ-centered life. Meaning that Christ is the very center of my life. Everything else pales in comparison. Doesn't mean I don't have to associate. It doesn't mean that I don't have to have other interests. It doesn't even mean that I can't use my time on things other than Christ, as long as my life is Christ-centered. Because that's where the sufficiency lies. That's where we can remain stable, amen, and have this spiritual fitness to fight against the wiles of the devil. And then the Apostle Paul gets even more specific and explicit in these passages of verses that I read to you this morning. Paul's prayer of encouragement to the church actually included these 7 or 8 different things that he has mentioned there, and I think it would behoove us to maybe go over them this morning. The first thing that, one of the things that he mentions is, walk worthy of the Lord. Man, let us never ever discount the word and the instruction of the word of God and the power of God. Even as he spoke to his disciples and his apostles and those that wrote the words of God, they were anointed by the Holy Spirit to write those words. And it was good for that generation. And how many knows it's good for the generation that you and I live in as well? So he said, walk worthy of the Lord. Basically what that means this morning, let me break it down if I can a little bit. Live and conduct yourselves to Christ. Amen. To die is gain. Why do they say that? Because my life is so wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ that I know that there's nothing here in this world that can even compare to what He has in store for me. I don't want to just worship Him one day a week. I don't want to just worship Him every once in a while or a Wednesday night prayer meeting. I want my life to be so steeped in the Lord's will, amen, that every day I find myself walking and talking with my Lord. Amen. And listen, that's what I need to do more than talking. I just need to listen to the Spirit of the Lord. If you will listen to what the Lord is telling you, He'll help you, He'll guide you, and He'll prepare you for these things that are coming in the world. I'm not a prophet of doom by no means, but folks, if you think this is bad, according to the Bible, it's going to get worse. Don't want to scare you. Just want to warn you. Amen. Amen. But there's safety in the Lord. Glory to God. Why? Because we're spiritually fit. Amen. We're spiritually fit, not because of the outward, but because of the inward, because of what that is within us, the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That part, amen, that Jesus said, I won't leave you, won't forsake you, but I will, in fact, send a comforter in my name. So it is to live and conduct ourselves to Christ. Everything that I do, everything that I'm about needs to be centered around Christ and His will. Too many times we as church folks and even born-again believers try to persuade God to fit our will. Lord, this is what I need. Really? Because He's already said, I will supply your needs. And here you are asking me for something that probably I would supply if you needed it. Well, that's deep. Well, he get too many amens and too many clappings on that. But you know what? The Lord knows what we need. And He does supply our need according to His grace, according to His riches and glory, according to His word. Secondly, unto all pleasing. You know, I am not much of a person for statistics and percentages, but every once in a while a percentage has to be used. I am probably around, I'm going to really, really speak by faith this morning. I'm probably around 85 to 88% in compliance to pleasing my wife. I'm a man of faith, but I'm a man of reality. I do please her most of the time, but I can't say that I please her all of the time. So what does that mean? There's work for me to do. According to her, I can always improve. I don't know if we would be comfortable enough to place a percentage upon our spiritual walk with God or not. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to think about it. Are you 85 to 88% compliant, total compliant in the will of God? In unto all pleasing unto Him? Or would be truthful and say, Brother, I don't even know if I'm hitting 75. Point is, there's room for improvement. And I'll be the first one to raise my hands. Lord, I need improvement in this avenue. Lord, I don't just need to please you every once in a while. I don't just need to please you when I just got my way. I don't need to just please you when you've just answered a prayer. God, I need to please you in every facet of my life. Every day of my life. Lord, I want to seek to please you. And I'm going to throw something at you that you may not really receive all that well, but you're not going to please the Lord 100% and try to please the world as well. It is an impossibility, believe me. I've tried that. It did not work. You can't please the world and please God too. But which is the most important of the two? Yes, I want to please you, Lord. Unto all pleasing. What does that mean? Desiring to fully please Him. Am I there yet? No. But am I going to quit? No. I'm going to try my very best, Lord, to be as pleasing to you as I possibly can. Help me in this avenue of my life. If there's a part of my life that's lacking, build it up, Lord. Strengthen me in that area of my life, because my true desire is to be all pleasing unto you. But I'm a reality. Yes, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. But I'm striving, even though I hadn't reached that mark. Amen. I'm not giving up on it. So Paul said, continue to desire to be pleasing unto the Lord, unto all pleasing. The third thing that he mentioned is being fruitful. We've all heard that term. We've all read that term. Being fruitful in the walk of the Lord. you know, reaping and sowing and gathering and all of those things and being productive in our spiritual walk with the Lord. How many knows that we have a mission? And that mission is not only that we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost into our lives and ask the Lord to be Lord and Savior of our life, but to lead as many people as we can to the altar of repentance and to the filling of God's holy kingdom. Amen? Being fruitful means bearing fruit in every good work. Amen. Now, let's don't get caught up on how good we are. That ain't going to get you very far. Let's don't pat ourselves on the back because we're great Bible readers or because we're great testimonies or witnesses or all that. Just keep doing it, but do it for the glory of God. Being fruitful in everything you do. You know what? I'm going to tell you this morning. You can be fruitful outside the church. In fact, that's where more times you're going to be noticed than inside the church. Take this opportunity to share the gospel of Christ. Take this opportunity to love one another. Take this opportunity to reach out to the lost, being fruitful in every good work. Increasing in knowledge of God. You know, I've often said, I want to be smarter. And then there's kind of this question in my mind, what are you going to do about it? I'm just going to hope to be smarter. I hope to wake up one of these mornings and boom, just God just see fit to just fill this empty head with knowledge and wisdom. Not discounting that he can't do it, but the Bible says study to show yourself approved. Come on. Increasing in the knowledge of God. I love this. Fuller, deeper, and clearer insight of Him. Can you say that with me? Fuller, deeper, and clearer in the insight of Him. Where do I learn about Him? In His Word. Where do I get that knowledge and that wisdom and that guidance? In His Word. If I want my knowledge increased, the Bible says if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. God, help me. Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your knowledge. Prepare me. Make me spiritually fit. When the next thing comes upon this world, I won't be so easily swayed, but I'll stand strong and firm on the solid foundation that we find written in the Word of God, that I'll be spiritually fit, well equipped with the power of God to withstand anything that comes against us. Man, stronger, more fortified, more energetic, more knowledgeable. Increasing means fuller, deeper, and clearer inside of Him. Of Him, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Then he mentions a word that we almost identify all with, strengthen with all might. How many want to be stronger? Amen, I do. I want to be stronger. Well, the Bible tells us how to be stronger. How many wants to do that? My hand went up really fast to be stronger, but I don't know if I really want to do all that. Lord, can't you just give it to me? Can't you just make me stronger? Lord, can't you just fill my head with knowledge? Come on. We've turned into a nation that doesn't want to put forth the effort. We want it, but we don't want to have to put forth effort to get it. Listen, the Word of God will strengthen you. And the better you know it, the more powerful you'll be to withstand the evil day in which we live, to withstand the wiles of the devil that he's constantly trying to pierce that armor. How many realize and knows you have an armor? Have you used it? Come on, have you used it? That shield of faith, that breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. My Lord, we have received power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Power to withstand in the evil day. Power to ward off of those things. I want to encourage us this morning, folks. We should be the most well-prepared people in the whole world because we've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been filled with His power. He has given us a shield. He has given us an armor. Amen. We need to use what God has given us. Hallelujah. Strengthened with all might. when I was looking at it, I found a word. You know, I'm kind of like Trey. Whenever I find a word, I want to use it at every opportunity I get. Amen. Somebody told me, do you know any big words? I said, yeah. They said, what? I said, hippopotamus. They said, spell it. I said, you didn't ask me. I can't spell it, but I can say it. Love this. I love this definition. Strengthened with all might. See if this doesn't make you feel good. Invigorated. You can't say that word without feeling something. It's an emotional word. Invigorated. I know we're social distance and you can't whisper to your neighbor, but speak 6 feet apart and say, invigorated. Amen. Now say it like you really feel it. Invigorated. Lord, invigorate me with your spirit. Invigorate me with your power. Invigorate me with your knowledge. Invigorate me with stability. Invigorate me with faith. Invigorate with me with that stick-to-itiveness, God. And if I'm invigorated by the power of God, I am more sufficiently strengthened to face anything. Invigorated with his power. Come on. His power. His power is greater than anything that comes against us. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not sure if I need to bring this one to our attention or not. How many knows that in becoming spiritually fit, there's things that we just love? Amen. Love that strengthened part. And then leg day comes around. If any of you ever do any kind of exercising at all, there's some exercises that are pretty good. You don't mind doing them too bad, you know. You see the benefits and all. But then there's leg day. That's the worst day in the world. There are no other days like leg day. It takes every ounce of strength. And you almost just say, let's just don't do that. But when God wants you to get into the meat of the Word, we'll flip back over to the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that's good. Sometimes we need some leg day. Sometimes we need the meat of the Word saying, Lord, this is hard to digest. Lord, this is hard to apply to my life. But if I know that if I'll do it, God, I will reap the benefits. I will be spiritually fit. I will be more than equipped, amen, for anything that comes against me. I cannot stress enough to us this morning, church. You may be saved. You may be born again. You may be a member of the church. But don't let yourself be in a weakened condition spiritually. You need to stand strong. You need to stand firm. You need to be spiritually fit this morning. Because we don't know what we're going to face. But we know who we're going to face it with. The next one. Patient and long suffering. Somebody said, why does it say long suffering? Because sometimes it is long suffering. But how many knows there's benefits? We don't think about it. Brother, you go back and preach about that strength part. Go back and preach about that good stuff, that dessert and all. We had lunch yesterday and Trey was... I hate to keep using Trey, but you never know what's going to come out of that little boy's mouth. But anyway, he was out playing until nearly dark. His riding and just good. And he had to go in and take a bath. And I told him, I said, Trey, now, he wanted dessert before our dinner. And I said, no, you can't do that. But... you know, when little eyes look at you, and especially your grandparent, I did break him one brownie in half. And I gave it to him, and I said, this is completely a secret between you and me. Don't tell anybody else that you're getting this half, especially Mommy. Don't tell Mommy that you're getting this half of brownie before you eat dinner. And after you eat dinner, you can have the other part of the brownie. So he had sort of got playing and forgot about it. So after he had his bath, it's like 10 o'clock. He comes up to the house to spend the night with us. He said, I'm ready for my dessert now. Papa, I don't want one brownie. I want two. And Nana had made some strawberry shortcake. And he said, I also want some strawberry shortcake. Well, needless to say, he didn't get his whole desire last night. He got a little bit of dessert because the last thing you want to do is give a kid two brownies and then try to go to sleep. Amen? But that's what we want sometimes. Lord, give me the dessert. Give me the brownie. I'll have two of those. I'll have some more of that goodness and meekness and gentleness and all that. But Lord, don't make me be patient and long suffering. There's benefits from being patient and long suffering. And then he says something that actually goes against our way of thinking. It doesn't belong there. You ever seen a word that doesn't belong in a sentence? Like, Eddie is really a handsome guy. That doesn't belong in a sentence. You can take the word handsome out and you got a really good idea. But it's certain things that just doesn't belong there. But then he says, basically being patient and long-suffering with joy. See, first of all, when we give in, we say, okay, Lord, I'll do it, but don't you expect me to be happy about it? Paul said, listen, you're doing it with the wrong attitude. Receive it with joy. Father, for what I'm about to endure, if it be thy will, then let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. If you want to grow, you pray that prayer, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, if it takes patience, if it takes long suffering, if the benefits outweigh the problems and the hardships and the difficulties, then Lord, count me in and I'll receive it with joy, because my greatest desire is to live a Christ-centered life. My greatest joy, amen, is to be as close to you as I possibly can. Lord, because I know I can't make it by myself, but with you, all things are possible. It means basically perseverance with joy. Lord, I'm happy to endure this for Christ's sake. Because when I am weak, then am I strong. And then he says this, which ought to be automatic to all born-again Christians, giving thanks to the Father always. We're quick to give thanks upon the receiving of a blessing. We're quick to give thanks upon the receiving of a healing. Sometimes we don't thank the word or have thankfulness in our heart when we're being patient and long-suffering and enduring maybe a trial that we don't understand is for our very benefit. But giving thanks unto the Father always. Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for seeing me through this crisis. Amen. People ought to be shouting and praising God all over this nation. God, you've kept me safe. God, you've kept my family safe. Lord, I want to thank you and I want to praise you. Amen. Because it's been terrible. It's been hard. But through it all, amen, through it all, God, you've been right there with me. You won't leave me. You won't forsake me. You never will. I praise you. I love you. I adore you. Thank you, Lord. Always in my life, God, let there be a thankfulness in my heart and on my lips for a relationship with Jesus. Never ever discount the power of prayer. Finally, do not cease to pray. I would imagine there's been more prayers go up during the last 5 or 6 weeks than there have probably in the last 5 or 6 years. Now, I don't quote me on that. That's just an opinion, but I know folks that never even admitted to prayer before, never even admitted that they're dependent on God or seeking God and praying. Can you see that there may be a benefit into this that we didn't see? Something that God had intended all along to draw His people close together. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying all the plagues that came on Egypt was a good thing, but God works in mysterious ways. We don't always see, we don't always understand what He's doing. His ways, His thoughts are much higher than ours. But out of all of this ordeal, if people are born again and saved, we'll have to look back and say, it'll be worth it after all. It'll be worth it after all, my child. Amen. Finally, do not cease to pray. If you would go with me to the book of Psalm, I'll try to close this morning. In the 18th Psalm, the very first two verses, I'm thankful, first of all, that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I'm thankful, secondly, that he arose from the grave, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Thankful, thirdly, that he said, I'll send my spirit back that will take up its abode in us. But I'm also thankful that he didn't just leave us to fend for ourselves. I said a moment ago, through it all, through that song, through it all, he's been right there with me. He's been a constant abode. And I never, ever want to take that for granted. I want to praise him and love him and thank him, because I know I got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I got a friend that I can lean on. I got a strength. I got a comforter. I got a constant companion in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Lord is my strength. Not was my strength, but is my strength. The 18th Psalm says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. That pretty much means he's all-inclusive. He's all that we'll ever need. Trust him. Have faith in his power. Never let a day go by that you don't thank him. Amen. For his constant abode within our spirit. Church, I love you. I've missed seeing you so very much. I've tried on the live streams to envision you sitting there, and it's just not the same. But you have blessed me this morning. I thank you for your attendance. I thank you for your attentiveness. And I certainly thank you for your faithfulness. Let's remain strong. Amen. We will be victorious. Through Christ, we are more than conquerors. Can you say amen? Amen. Give him a hand clap of praise. Glory to God. Again, we will have Wednesday night service, Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We will be live streaming, but we encourage you, if you can, to come and be with us. All of those who couldn't attend today, hopefully you can stream and see us this morning, and our hearts and our thoughts go out to you. We pray that you're well. We pray that you continue, amen, to stay in the Word of God too. And thank God for the ability to preach on the airwaves this morning to those that are sick and shut in and those who couldn't make it this morning. We will not be having Sunday night service until we get a better clearance, when there's no ordinances in place and when things get back to normal. Amen. We want to get back to normal too, because I miss it so much. But this morning I'm so thankful. I woke up. Brother Billy texted me a video of the cathedral singing. I woke up feeling fine, and I did this morning. I went to bed feeling fine in anticipation of seeing some of my family that I hadn't seen in a while. But it does my heart good to see each and every one of you this morning. Remain strong, amen, remain fervent, and stay in the will of the Lord. May God bless you. Again, I want to remind you, if you need special prayer immediately after the dismissal prayer, if you would come forward, I and a few of the elders will pray and anoint you. We're not going to quit doing that, but we want to do it according to, best we can, to the ordinances that have been placed upon social gathering and social distancing. Can we stand and pray? Dear Lord, we just love you and we thank you. Lord, you've been with us through all the turmoil, all the strife, all the panic, and all the fear. And God, we remain devoted to you. And Father, I thank you for this congregation this morning. I thank you for each and every person that has come, for those that are viewing on the live stream. God, I pray your blessing upon them. We ask you just to lead us and guide us and direct us, God, not just today, but in the oncoming weeks. And I pray, God, for our land. I pray for the world. Pray for those who are still suffering from this terrible virus. Pray for those, God, who are lost and destitute today, God, and there's so much frustration and panic in the world. And God, we know, Lord, that you are the source of strength in our life. And I thank you, Lord, for being with us. Ask you to be with us throughout this day. We'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a very blessed day.